This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Feminism in your ears. It's another broad podcast on Joy 94.9. Keep listening. Hashtag feminism. Hashtag podcast. Hashtag broad on Joy 94.9.
I'm gonna marry the night. I won't give up on my life. I'm a warrior queen. Live passionately.
And you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Having an unwavering belief in yourself and demanding that from other people is also completely valid. And keeping it low-key, or whether you want to like proclaim it from the mountaintops, it's like, that's up to you. Like, however you want to, like however you want to express it. Like, if you demand respect, you will get it in any form. Incredible. Incredible women doing incredible things.
Sure.
Okay.
You are listening to Sonia Joy FM Radio from, oh, I'm sorry.
Broad.
This is Cherie Curry from The Runaways, and you're listening to Sonia with Joy FM Radio.
I feel like we're such a tight-knit group. Like, nobody can
Nobody can sort of penetrate it.
You haven't tried.
But also, like, you know, we don't...
You need a scandal. I think you need a scandal.
Yeah,
something like that.
We don't have disdain for women hanging out with us.
Yeah. It's like, we want women to hang out with us.
Yeah, but you want a scandal. And
that wouldn't be the, like, I think the only reason we would be scandalized is if we, I don't know, got married. The three of us, like, quit the Girlfreeders because we wanted to get married or, like,
you should do that. You should do that. That would be great because that would bring attention to equality in marriage. That's what people want, isn't it?
Well, Shan and I are almost married.
Yeah.
We have two fur babies and together.
We're de facto, I guess.
Yeah.
Civil union.
Like a step below.
Uncivil union. All right, let's start. And I'll just do an intro, who you are, and then we'll get started. We can do it together in unison or whatever. You can tell I'm really not prepared. Okay. Broad on Joy 94.9, something like that. You're the Girlfreeders, and then we'll start the...
So do you want us to do like a soundbite of like...
We're the Girlfreeders, you're listening to... Broad.
Yes.
Hi, we're the Girlfreeders, you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
No, put the point in there if you can.
94.9.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
All right, let's do that.
And when you're ready, go.
3, 4.
Hi, we're the Girlfreeders, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
I missed the Broad.
Oh, that's dang
it. Do it again, sorry.
Do it again. Cool.
God damn it, Alice.
Get fucked.
I'm going to count to 3 because 4 felt too long.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just habit.
What?
1, 2, 3.
Hi, we're the Girlfreeders, and you're listening to Broad.
You want to say Joy first, don't
you?
No. Broad's better.
Broad on Joy.
Third time lucky.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Hi, we're the Girlfreeders, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, I had to turn my mic off because I'm heavy breathing. It's just too exciting. No, it's good. It's good.
There's like this cat in like a professional photo, and it's like that, and like caption is heavy breathing.
Oh,
I'll send it to you on Facebook.
Yeah, there's the Steve Buscemi cat too.
Oh my god,
just like him.
It's devastated.
I saw that this morning, and I just started screaming. And Soph was like, "Oh my god, that cat looks just like Steve Buscemi," and I'm like, "I know.
I love him. Well, I don't love him, but you know,
he's so great."
Mm.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first? Who wants to do the "What does feminism mean to you?" or take turns?
I said about this before. I was like, I'm gonna have like a really heavy, serious answer. Like, it's not gonna be fun. So
it's okay. It doesn't have to be feminist fun. Yeah. It can be serious, and you know,
feminism is serious business.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So I'll read it out to you, Alice. From the Girlfreeders, what does feminism mean to you?
Feminism is just basically creating an equal playing field for all genders, races, like dismantling the patriarchy, but particularly the white, heteronormative, monogamous patriarchy that serves to perpetuate capitalism and, like, you know, exclude so many minorities. And
good. Yeah. I mean, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Cool. Bianca from The Girlfriedas, what does feminism mean to you?
Feminism for me is creating equality for all humans across the world, regardless of circumstance, and not keeping anyone down for whatever reason.
Shannon from The Girlfriedas, what does feminism mean to you?
Feminism to me is everybody, regardless of race, class, gender, sex, becoming equal and being considered an equal human, and being able to reach their full potential and live their life without the scourge of oppression. Yeah, that's what it means to me.
Cool. Excellent. Are you a feminist, Alice?
I would say yes. Unanimously.
Pretty strange if you said no, definitely not. Are you a feminist, Bianca?
Most definitely.
Are you a feminist, Shannon?
I'm Shannon from The Girlfriedas, and I am a feminist.
That's great. Thank you. That's awesome. Now, maybe The Girlfriedas, what do you think is the most important issue facing women in Australia now?
Violence against women. Domestic violence. Anything like that. There are far too many murders happening. There are far too many unseen and unspoken instances within the household.
Yeah, I've got to agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just the toxic masculinity as well, I think. I mean, it all feeds into each other. You know, it's brought to the home, but, like, you know, feminism is interested in dismantling toxic masculinity and, yeah, just a violent culture, but, like, quite latently.
Oh, like physical, like, demonstration of power.
Yeah, like, no one seems to be, yeah, really, like, addressing just the violence that is occurring.
I think emotional abuse also needs to be addressed because it's probably at the core of what could later become physical abuse.
And it's invisible.
Yeah. Well, I think talking about domestic violence definitely encompasses that.
Mm. Absolutely.
I guess for domestic violence, it can have different levels of intensity and types of domestic violence.
Mm.
There's the mental torture type. Mm-hmm. There's the guilt tripping. There's the you belong to me. If we're talking a relationship at home,
mm-hmm.
and an intimate relationship, there's the, then it becomes normally along that path. If it keeps going, it can become physical. And I guess the physical violence is the end result of those symptoms, and it's really a tragedy that we've had to wait this long before it becomes discussed in mainstream media in Australia. We've had to wait for the death of so many women and their children.
But what are we doing? Well. Just wear a white ribbon in Parliament today. Like,
Fly a flag or something. Yeah.
Are you joking? Like, how many more women have to die before actually something is seriously done?
It's 2016. There should be no instance where a woman is being beaten because of the fact that she's a woman.
Yeah.
I've often wondered when I catch public transport, I often see, in this case, heteronormative couples together. You know, they seem to be, anyway, heteronormative. And maybe they've been intoxicated slightly, one or both parties. And I just sometimes when they start arguing, I just get the sense that I'm that fly on the wall at their home and I can see the woman getting beaten, and it just is something where, you know how you can see that happening, and there's just too much of that happening.
Mm.
And it's so more obvious. Maybe I'm just noticing it, but maybe it is just more of it. I don't know.
I think that visibility is really important. So the more that people discuss warning signs or symptoms or, you know, behavioral patterns, the more you will start to notice it in public and mm-hmm. become aware of it. Mm. And that can only be a good thing, because when you start to recognize it, it becomes uncomfortable. and people will want to do something more to prevent it.
Yeah. So hopefully that's going to start saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that will start of the process. It's just that we need to see more of it seen in public and talked about, I guess, in the media realm.
Totally. And I think, like, when I say saving lives, I mean, people's emotional livelihoods are destroyed by, like, non-physical violence, ideological violence and emotional violence towards their partners.
People are so fearful of calling out in case it's a mistake or they're wrong, but in my opinion, if you feel the need to be calling someone out, something isn't right to begin with.
Yeah. Such a good point.
I mean, the biggest extreme, I guess, from where I'm from in New Zealand was over 20 years ago now, when Once the Warriors came out. And that had a huge impact. It may not have been the greatest sort of point of light and reference to Māori culture, but on the other end of it, even though people would complain about, oh, it doesn't represent us fairly and it's biased and it's just showing the violence, I met so many women who actually came out of the closet that they had been abused because they saw the movie, they left their partners or had came out about the fact that they'd been abused. And that was over 20 years ago.
That's
and
powerful.
Mm-hmm. We still seem to be there, though. It's like, do we have to wait for a big movie to do it, to say it? No.
Which goes back to the point of why do we need feminism and what does it mean to us? Because nothing has changed in 20 years. We're still having the same talks that we had 20 years ago.
Or even over the last 100 years, the whole feminist movement, in its infancy, we're still...
Well, the suffragette
fighting
movie.
We're still fighting for issues that have been ongoing for a really long time.
Well, what's really bizarre is Suffragette may not have been the greatest movie. It's worked for some people, giving them some inspiration, and that's a good thing. And it's positive in that respect. And then it's also got a whole lot of women involved in the making of it. It's also good. But it's one of the only films that has been made about the topic.
Yeah.
As a series. And I was shocked. I would have thought, no, there must have been a lot of films made about... No, there aren't. Clearly, we're 100 years behind and we still can't feel either comfortable or feel that men can give us the keys to the kingdom, you know what I mean? To the queendom, I should say, so we can make these films. And men have never bothered to want to make them because they don't want to.
Well, it's not an issue.
It's not an issue for them. They don't have to deal with it. But also, I guess, as musicians who...
Yeah.
Oh, feminist musicians, you know, a big part of what we do is bringing awareness through our music. And, you know, we address topics like sex positivity, which is also a big, feminist issue.
Also, our gigs are, safe spaces as well, for women. And
do you find you get... mostly a female audience for your gigs, or
actually, it's.
I mean, I would say a lot of women. Other gigs I go to, just local gigs, I would say that there's a lot less women than what come to ours.
Yeah, true.
Thank you. Kid, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
We also address, like, other issues, like being catcalled on the street. I mean, that's quite minor in terms of issues that are facing other women are faced with on a daily basis. I mean, but also, you know, we've dealt with emotional abuse, we've dealt with bad breakups, we've dealt with, like, a lot of stuff, and we want to bring attention to that so that we can hopefully help young fans, any fans that come along, or, you know, people who are just, like, I don't know, browsing tags on SoundCloud or Bandcamp, and they come across, like, some punk girls.
But that's what it's about. Yeah. Like, I think about all the time, the music that I listen to, I say when I was younger, but, like, even now, like, it's, like, you just want something to identify with, and I think, like, stuff that people aren't talking about, if people are talking about it, they're going to identify with it and not feel so alone and feel like, oh, no, like, I'm not insane, this is real and this is happening.
Yeah, I guess that brings us to the next one, which probably is the last one, I think. And it's about someone from the past who inspires you, or it could be a group, it could be one woman, it could be a few, it could be some situation that inspires you today. Who wants to start?
I've recently been rereading The Bell Jar, and Sylvia Plath is absolutely a huge inspiration for me.
I let myself into my room. It was full of smoke. At first, I thought the smoke had materialized out of thin air as a sort of judgment. But then I remembered it was Doreen's smoke and pushed the button that opened the window vent. They had the windows fixed so you couldn't really open them and lean out, and for some reason, this made me furious. By standing at the left side of the window and laying my cheek to the woodwork, I could see downtown to where the UN balanced itself in the dark like a weird green Martian honeycomb. I could see the moving red and white lights along the drive and the lights of the bridges whose names I didn't know. The silence depressed me. It wasn't the silence of silence. It was my own silence. I knew perfectly well the cars were making a noise, and the people in them and behind the lit windows of the buildings were making a noise, and the river was making a noise, but I couldn't hear a thing. The city hung in my window, flat as a poster, glittering and blinking, but it might just as well not have been there at all, for the good it did me. The china white bedside telephone could have connected me up with things, but there it sat, dumb as a death's head. I tried to think of people I'd given my phone number to so I could make a list of all the possible calls I might be about to receive, but all I could think of was that I'd given my phone number to Buddy Willard's mother so she could give it to a simultaneous interpreter she knew at the UN. I let out a small, dry laugh. I could imagine the sort of simultaneous interpreter Mrs. Willard would introduce me to when all the time she wanted me to marry Buddy, who was taking the cure for TB somewhere in Upper New York State. Buddy's mother had even arranged for me to be given a job as a waitress at the TB sanatorium that summer so Buddy wouldn't be lonely. She and Buddy couldn't understand why I chose to go to New York City instead.
And just reading her from a feminist perspective and the issues she faced in not wanting to be a secretary because she didn't want to serve a man. She wanted to be more than that. She wanted to be more than a housewife and a mother. And just the issues she faced in the 50s, along with birth control and having rights over her own body. And the fact that, you know, we still work in an office and we get told to make the coffee or do things like that.
I saw an ad on the tram that said, from a certain company, that said, what are you going to be doing with your time before you have a family? And it was a picture of a young woman looking out over a landscape. And it was like all these other people when they were slightly out of shot. You see there was a guy right at the far end. You just saw his chin. And you saw her other female friends or whatever and just saw the back of their heads. But it was clearly about her. So what are you going to be doing before you start a family?
And well, obviously, like, we're going to plan start the family with.
Yeah. It's like thousands of dollars on advertising. And I was like, what year is this?
Yeah, like...
I must be in the TARDIS. I don't know.
Yeah.
inspires you still, or?
I'm going to have to go with someone contemporary. Is that okay?
Yeah, no.
I want to say Claire Boucher, a.k.a. Grimes.
Yes.
She, just continues to inspire me constantly, as an artist, as a musician, for example, she owns Grimes Corp. What the hell? That's amazing. Everything is under her empire, you know, but it's all her. I listen to Art Angels constantly and I'm just like, she did all that herself. Wrote, produced, performed, you know, she learned to play guitar and violin to play on it. You know, she did the album artwork,
she's annoying. No.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
You're lucky there's tables between us, right?
No, watch out.
Someone got a glass of water? It's pretty dry in here.
Jeez.
Yeah,
she's just incredible.
Yeah, incredibly inspiring. Just that she will not compromise her way of doing things to make it easier. She just constantly finding the resources and utilizing her own resources in order to realize her vision.
Amazing. And thank you, because now I've got something to play with this interview.
Amazing. Awesome.
What's the Grimes track that stands out for you now?
She's just dropped a video for Kill V Mame. So
cool.
It's just a really incredible track.
Yeah.
I was in bombastic, audacious, revolutionary, rash, outraged, organized, assertive, activist, days.
Broad.
On Joy 94.9.
Shannon, inspires.
At the moment, I'm really like in awe of Courtney Barnett as like a local woman doing her own thing, like an independent, like running her own label and just killing it overseas. And, you know, she's quite like a visibly queer person. And, you know, it's not about, you know, she doesn't necessarily have to be vocal about it, but, you know, just being who she is and not having any pretenses or anything like that, and just being a genuine, honest human and getting respect for that as well, which is amazing, and I have huge respect for her.
Yeah, she's certainly like, wow, but exploded.
Like, so humble about it as well. Yeah. Like, super it's humble. Incredible.
And not that like being humble makes you a better person than, say, I don't know, Kanye West, who is like playing his own trumpet constantly, yeah. Which is also like having an unwavering belief in yourself and demanding that from other people is also completely valid. Like, and I also worship like Kanye for that reason. Like, he's just...
I was annoyed, though, I must admit, that people were getting upset that it was a rumor that he was going to be doing a tribute album to Bowie anyway. It was just a rumor, but people really ran with that. And really I was getting
offended.
Really
and it's like, why annoyed. Would you be offended by that?
Doesn't because, even... well, you know.
Anyway, but yeah, to just even be like, have that unwavering belief in yourself and keeping it low key, or whether you want to like proclaim it from the mountaintops, it's like, that's up to you. Like, however you want to, like, however you want to express it. Like, if you demand respect, you will get it in any form.
I just love the new Beyonce video.
Oh, gosh. Oh my god! I watched it 5 times last night.
It's
amazing. She's
also. I don't think I should start on that because I have a lot of feelings. Good feelings. Good feelings. Yeah, no, like. This is the Beyonce, like, that I have been wanting to see.
I've been waiting for,
I was thinking about her when you were talking about Grimes, actually, and how Grimes has Grimes Corp and kind of owns everything, and how I feel like Beyonce is definitely heading in that direction.
Mm. Well, she already, like, owns her own management company. Like, she, her management is herself. Like, she manages herself. But, yeah.
Well, Grimes is managed by... Jay-Z's Roc Nation.
I think they've just split, actually. Oh. Yeah, recently. Either that or they're just... They've either just got together or they've just split. I'm not sure.
No, it was... Don't quote me. I think they would have just split because she signed just before or after Visions, maybe. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like incredible. Incredible women doing incredible things. Like... Amazing.
I think what kind of sums up what we all just said is we admire women who have agency over their own lives and just take absolute control and take no shit from anybody.
I am Sophie Hyde and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
And it's great to see that in a popular media medium as well.
And just understanding like what needs to happen to realize an artistic vision and actually like having the resources to do it.
Like, I know it must be like, it must be such a trip for someone like Beyonce or Grimes, and you know, to go, oh look, we've got this resource we can use, and we can do anything, and we've got all these great creative people who will help us get there and work together. And I think those collaborations are interesting too. And I think if you did a roll call of all the people who involved just in that video with Beyonce's, it would be fascinating and in itself a documentary worth making, because it's so timely and perfect and it sums up just about everything in the across every medium right now. Yeah. And it's a very brave statement, but it's also a very smartest thing I've seen in a very long time.
I really just like can't wait for it just to explode.
When she's
like
lying on that police car flooding and then it comes up on the wall, stop shooting us. It's like far out. Can I say fuck? Fuck!
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is. It truly is.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular, the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me.
I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh yeah, I like that.
not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbreads and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes, you best believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag. I see it, I want it. Always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Girl, I hear some thunder. Golly,
look at that water, boy. Ooh, Lord.
Like, I read this series of tweets, and
oh, I haven't looked at those yet.
It popped up, and I was like, "What's like?" I didn't get it, and then I found out the video had dropped, and then I saw it, and I was like, "Oh," but they were like, you know, people are, like, accusing Beyoncé of, like, not taking a stand or anything. Yeah. And, like, I guess that's one thing that's frustrated me about her is it's, like, you've got this platform, like, use it. Like, you're, like, a powerful woman of colour.
I think,
like,
she knows now she can. Yeah, I've definitely been wondering if it may not have been, it might not, it wasn't, obviously it wasn't the right time.
Yeah. But, this person was, like, you know, while the same white people are going, like, slay queen slay, but in the same breath going, but all lives matter, like, oh, she just owned them by, like, yeah, when, you know, like, the weight of a black woman sunk that police car, you know, her blackness sunk that, and, you know, and, like, that's just, like, so powerful. I think, like, she took that stand.
That has to be played in classrooms everywhere.
She took that stand, and, like,
I can't wait to go watch it again.
Yeah.
And again, it's just phenomenal. Speaking of which, you guys are, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks so much.
Hi, we're the Girl Freedas, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Not waxing the legs, or shaving my pits, or bleaching my lip, cause I don't give a
Thank you, sisters. You've been listening to this Broad podcast here on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to tune into us Monday nights at 9 p.m. on Joy for feminism in your ears.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.